Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
There are so many things I love about doing Naturally Savvy, and one of them is that I learn new things every time. For example, we're going to be talking about something called zeolite, which Andrea, I've never heard of, but I know you have. So this will be fun.
This just started taking it.
Oh, cool. Well, we've got Dr. Ginger for Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. Hello.
Hello, ladies. How are you this week?
We're good. We're good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk about zeolite and teach you something new.
Well, I'm ready. Jump right in and tell us all about it.
Well, zeolite, the name comes from the Greek word meaning boiling stones. I guess they emit steam when they're heated, these volcanic minerals. And they are natural volcanic minerals that have like a honeycomb or cage-like or kind of like Swiss cheese-like structure. And because of their structure and because they are negatively charged, which is rare because most minerals are positively charged, what they do is they're kind of like a magnet to free radicals and some of the positively charged heavy metals that, like we were talking about last week when we were talking about chlorella, aluminum, mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, and some of the radioactive ions. And so what they do, it's a great detox mineral because it's like a magnet that sucks these positively charged ions and minerals and things that you don't want in your body into these holes, and then is excreted out through the urine and the feces. So it's kind of like the bentonite clay and activated charcoal, but with much stronger properties to excrete toxins.
It's great. I'm happy that you just mentioned the bentonite clay because I know you can't see me, Ginger, but I am drinking now my water bottle with bentonite clay or some type of clay in it with liquid minerals and a capsule of zeolite. So
that's great.
Great to put them all together. So what I'd love you to tell us a little bit is, you know, what are kind of the, you know, positive charged ions or positive charged, I guess, things in our body that you were referring to that zeolite helps to extract?
Well, we've heard the term of free radicals. And free radicals, and I'm just going to make it real simple, are molecules with unpaired electrons. So they're running around trying to find... It's like they're on fire, they have to put the fire out, and the way they put the fire out is they find another electron to fill that hole. And so the free radicals that, you know, cause aging and cause lots of issues that we all try to get rid of free radicals through antioxidants. And so the zeolite is a super antioxidant in that it's charged the other direction, and so it's like a magnet, and so it sucks these things out. And so the mercury, aluminum, lead, cadmium, arsenic, and interestingly enough, they utilized zeolite. I've been using it for a long time in Asia, but they utilized zeolite. But remember in 1986, and it was a long time ago, but the Chernobyl issue?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the recent issue in Japan with the nuclear fallout, they utilized zeolite with people consuming it as well as giving it to the cattle out there in the Chernobyl issue and putting it in the water because it's such a just high-power magnet for these free radicals and for radioactive ions. And so it helps balance the pH levels, support healthy immune function, helps to detoxify the liver. And there are actually a bunch of studies that are out there about it. And so I think it's becoming more and more popular in different formulas and drinks and things like that as a detox. As we talk about the word detox, utilizing, you know, you can do it through food, but taking it to the next level, this is a great additive to your detox protocol.
Now, Dr. Ginger, Andrea mentioned that she was drinking the bentonite clay, which I'd never heard of, first of all, so that's one question. The second thing I'm wondering is, I use bentonite clay in a face mask. Could you put some zeolite in there and kind of suck out the stuff in your skin?
You know, you probably could because they utilize it in water filtration systems and aquariums. You can utilize it to pull stuff out of clothing through, you know, adding it to water. So, that, you know... They probably will start doing that. But, yeah, the bentonite clay has been around for a long time as well, and you can drink that, and it kind of sucks things through your system. There's lots of different ways to detox, and when you combine some really good ones out there, you can get great results. Another thing that is utilized with zeolite is it's a great detoxifier for prospective moms and dads. So if you're having a hard time getting pregnant, a lot of it is related to toxins and, the xenoestrogenic molecules and found in plastics and pesticides and herbicides. And so we need to get all of those things out of us so our body can function optimally and so we can get pregnant. And so there are a lot of physicians. I know Gabriel Cousins at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Arizona utilizes zeolite with prospective parents who are having a hard time getting pregnant, and they don't have any, obvious medical reason as to why they're not getting pregnant.
I love that you say that, because I was just reading a statistic saying that most firstborns are born, and maybe you even learned this from you, Dr. Ginger, but most firstborns are inheriting all the, toxins that are in the mom's body, so
they
it's
sure
going
are.
Right to the fetus. And, I love the fact that you talk about, using zeolite or maybe even chlorella or doing some type of detox to help get rid of it, and detox before you're having your babies. So I think that's amazing. I want to get a little bit into dosage. I mean, obviously this show goes by so quickly and so many questions. So dosage, how much zeolite should we be taking, and can we take too much?
Well, it kind of depends on how you're taking it. There are a lot of products that already incorporate zeolite in their protocol, especially if it's like a powder that's combined with chlorella, spirulina, that type of thing. And so you just kind of take the dosage that is listed on the package. I know you're taking just zeolite in itself on its own, and I'm not sure what the dosage is for your particular product. But, start out slowly, just because for everyone reacts differently. And whenever you start detoxing, kind of no matter what you do, whether it's through diet or through taking additional supplements to help you detox, you might react differently depending on how heavy your toxic load is. So you may get what we call a healing crisis, where you get headaches, maybe you might feel nauseous, maybe you might have a little diarrhea. And so you certainly don't want to jump, head over heels into it immediately. I would say, even on the package, start with half of what it says, just to kind of see how you react to it. I say the same thing when people take probiotics, because probiotics can be so powerful and start killing off, the bad bacteria in body. And so I always say, start off by taking half of what it says for maybe the first 3 to 5 days, and then if you're feeling fine, then you can kind of lift it up to what the package says to take.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, I think with any cleansing program, like you said, Dr. Ginger, it's really important that we start slowly. The other thing I think that's really important is that we support, the kidneys, the liver, the colon, because these are all major detox organs. So you don't want to overload them, especially if you've never done detoxing before. So for everybody listening, you really want to work with a qualified professional. You want someone that's going to understand your body and help you through it properly and support. So you want to have a lot of fiber. You don't want to just jump into any detoxing program, because you can experience auto-intoxication, which, Dr. Yeah. Ginger, the reason I know that is because I experienced it all. I've been doing this for a long time, and unfortunately, when I first started, nobody guided me into doing it slowly, and I experienced auto-intoxication, and let me tell you, it is not fun.
Well, and I think everyone will experience a little degree to it. You just don't want, the full, not that it's a hangover, but that full kind of, feeling sick, feeling just like you just want to lay in bed all day, unless you have a weekend to do that. But, a lot of people do want to go full force with it. But I would say if you're going to do full force with anything, start with the diet and then slowly add some of these things in, because that will really help take it to the next level.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. And when I'm talking auto-intoxication, I'm talking like I couldn't even see. Like, I'm not talking mild headaches and acne. So, I actually agree. And everyone's going to experience some type of detoxification side effects, which shows you that it's working, right? So that's the important thing.
Yeah. Different. I'm actually looking at an excellent source right now of zeolite, and I'm still doing some investigation on it, but I'll have more information on my website at drginger.com probably within the next week or two. So you guys can check that out if you like at drginger.com.
Awesome, Dr. Ginger. Thanks again for always being on the show. You're fantastic.
See you all.
Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.